let's take a drive down to the Cape, where as we speak, a multi-state vaccination program is underway, and it is not for COVID-19. It's actually for raccoons. Biologists from around the Northeast and as far as south as Georgia are on a mission to vaccinate the region's raccoon population against rabies. This after a raccoon tested positive for rabies in Hyannis in May, and it was the first case of non-bat sourced rabies detected in that region in 8 years. Then in June, a woman in Malden was attacked by a rabid raccoon in her backyard. So we want to learn a little bit about this big vaccination effort and learn what we need to be watching for. Do you have questions? Do you have questions about what to watch for? Do you have questions about how to approach a raccoon or another animal if you think it is rabid? 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So joining us to talk about the vaccination efforts are Carl Van Oon. He's the director of the Division of Natural Resources for the City of Yarmouth and the co-chair of the Cape Cod and Southeast Massachusetts Rabies Task Force, and Brian Bjorklund. He is a wildlife biologist with the USDA and a coordinator of the Cape Cod Rabies Task Force. Carl and Brian, thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So this is really interesting. And Carl, I'm going to start with you. Our producer Amanda calls it the raccoon that launched 1,000 vaccines. We have this rabid raccoon in Hyannis. What do we know about the raccoon? How it got there? And how worried at the beginning of this conversation are people on the Cape supposed to be?
Yes, we do not have a definitive answer on how the raccoon happened to be on Cape Cod. We have had and has established a raccoon bait barrier on the mainland side along the Cape Cod Canal, as well as on the Cape side of the Cape Cod Canal. Interestingly, the positive raccoon popped up and has been the only one that we have seen within the bait barrier and the rest of the Cape. So we're always suspicious on how did it get here? Did it hop the trash train that goes to and from the Cape with the trash? Did it jump on an RV or a truck and end up in Hyannis? We're still not positive. One of our biggest concerns through all of this, and is just a general concern by wildlife officials anyways, is the trap and relocation of wildlife.
So you heard somebody moved the raccoon there?
Correct. So if someone traps an animal thinking, oh, well, it's a nuisance to me, but I'll bring it somewhere else for a better life, i.e. maybe Cape Cod, is not necessarily the thing to do.
So let me pick it up there, Carl. So I will come back to you on this, but I just want to pick it up there for a minute and turn to Brian. So Brian, and we're going to blow both of these things out with more discussion, but tell us now, given what Carl's told us and what we found, what is now happening over the next little while?
Sure. Thank you. So this positive case started a very large trap vaccinate release effort by USDA in areas east of where this case was detected in Hyannis. So starting, I believe it was June 14th, and for almost 3 weeks, we had rabies biologists and technicians from a number of states, from Maine to Georgia, in addition to three folks from the CDC, to help us live trap or live capture raccoons and other terrestrial rabies vectors like skunks and foxes and fishers to hand vaccinate against rabies, to tag and then release immediately at the site of capture once the vaccination and tagging was complete. And that wrapped up this past Thursday, and we were successfully able to capture close to 700 raccoons and vaccinate them to essentially set up a line of defense from rabies from advancing further down Cape from, Hyannis.
So let me turn back to Carl. Let me turn back to Carl here for a second then and say, so Carl, now Brian has just said experts from Maine to Georgia were trapping, were tagging, hand vaccinating 700 raccoons. There was one raccoon with rabies. And yet my understanding is that is not a disproportionate response because of how quickly rabies spreads. Is that right?
That is correct. You know, as we know, rabies is fatal if not treated. So we need to take this very seriously as a public health and safety threat. So I don't believe, and you need to remember back in 2014, we had the very first barrier break on Cape Cod. 2004, excuse me, since the start of the rabies baiting program back in 1994. So we have been very progressive on fighting this disease to keep it off Cape Cod. And it's a very successful program, not only nationally, but worldwide at the efforts and the coalition that has been established through the Rabies Task Force that is recognized worldwide as an eminent program.
So Brian, one of the things in learning to get ready for this conversation that I didn't know is this difference between terrestrial rabies in sort of land animals and what we're used to in rabies, which is a strain that comes from bats. Why is that distinction important?
So here in the East, we have two prominent strains or variants of rabies. First, of course, is the bat variant. And there's multiple different bat variants, but here on the East Coast, we have one specific bat variant. And then we have what we're familiar, what's known as the raccoon variant. And that's what we're battling here in southeastern Massachusetts. Both are, of course, the rabies virus, and they are both nearly 100% fatal. And both can have spillover effects. But what we're seeing in raccoons and skunks and foxes and whatnot, and what you normally hear on the news is the raccoon variant. And it's essentially most successful in spreading throughout the population of raccoons. But as I mentioned, it can spill over, and it oftentimes does into other species, primarily skunks and foxes and whatnot.
So let me turn to Carl now for a second. Carl, so we've heard what this is from Brian. And if I'm listening to this for the first time, because I know I was thinking about this morning when I was learning about this, I'm thinking, okay, but there are raccoons and foxes and squirrels, et cetera, everywhere. What should I be looking for? How do I know if there's a rabid animal in my yard?
It's definitely a concern throughout Massachusetts and the Northeast and Atlantic seaboard. What we are really looking for is animals, mammals, demonstrate several different phases of the virus. One is the ferocious phase, which is just what you can think of it is, and a lot of the news reports are where an animal chases and bites somebody or someone's pet. But there's another phase, which is the dumb phase, where the animal seems very lethargic or even friendly, like it wants to come up and be petted. That's an extreme concern to us. A wild animal should be afraid of us. A wild animal should run from us. We know that they're healthy, and they have the awareness to be afraid of humans. But those that are walking in circles or walking in zigzags, falling over, are demonstrating some of the typical symptoms of rabies, a neurological disease or virus. But everybody thinks, well, the animal is going to be frothing from the mouth, and that's not necessarily the case. We've had, through the surveillance program, animals that have been picked up that seemed relatively healthy, but there just wasn't something right, that have been tested and have come up positive in the past. With it being such a horrific virus if contracted, you know, we want to make sure our pets and ultimately our families are safe. That's why we take such an effort in this program.
And call animal control if you think you see an animal who may be rabid?
Absolutely. Contact the authorities, whether it's animal control, if it's a natural resource department in your community that addresses those situations, or the local police department. Contacting the officials is very important. If we're able to capture the animal or somehow manage it until other professionals arrive, and then we can test it, especially if there has been a contact with a pet or a human. The only way to tell if the animal is rabid is to have it tested.
All right. And in a couple of sentences, kind of like a lightning round, Brian, there's more vaccinations going on. What can residents on the Cape expect to see and hear over the next couple of weeks? Just a couple sentences.
Sure. So starting this coming Monday, we are set to begin an emergency round of oral rabies vaccination, which will start in Bourne and go all the way through Orleans at the elbow. And we're essentially going to be distributing oral rabies vaccine baits to wildlife and in efforts to prevent the spread of the rabies virus out of Hyannis. So we just ask people to, you know, keep their pets on leash at all times. While the baits generally are safe for pets, every bait that's picked up by a domestic animal or, you know, a dog or whatnot is one that could be, that's considered lost to an unvaccinated raccoon or fox or coyote. So it's very important that people keep their pets on leash and just keep an eye out over the next couple of weeks for the vaccine packets. There will be notification, Brian, on the Cape Cod Rabies Task Force Facebook page. So
we got to go. Thank you so much. So Brian Bjorklund there from the USDA, and Carl Von Hone is the director of the Division of Natural Resources for the town of Yarmouth. Thanks so much to both of you. Appreciate the information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ziana.